Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, we are live from those TireRack.com studios, and our Super Week coverage is presented by ExpressPros.com. Let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviewing unqualified applicants. Instead, move on up to the pros. Go to ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And now it's time for the Express Pros Pro of the Week. Pro of the Week goes to Suns guard Bradley Beal, who dropped 43 points in his return to D.C. last night. Rob, he put on a show. Suns beat the Wizards 140-112.
Wow.
They've been playing very well with their big three all healthy. So, again, congratulations to Bradley Beal. All right, Rob, speaking of teams playing well, it's Super Bowl week, so we're going with a Super Bowl theme. Kansas City Chiefs. And Bob Costas, Rob, obviously a legend in broadcasting and sports. He said recently, Rob, I believe it was sometime last week, that the Kansas City Chiefs have surpassed the Dallas Cowboys as America's team. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay. Full disclosure, Bob Costas is going to be addressing my baseball writing class at USC on February 26th, so I'm not ripping Bob Costas. No, I'm just kidding. Come on. It's true that he is going to do that. But Bob is incorrect because it ain't about winning that makes you America's team. That's not what the moniker is. It really isn't. And that's where people get confused when they think about the Dallas Cowboys. That's not what it is. The Dallas Cowboys, it was bigger than that. And for the Cowboys, there's just as many people who want to see them lose. Like, they move the needle either way, Chris, the Dallas Cowboys. People want to watch the Dallas Cowboys and see them lose. Other people want to watch the Dallas Cowboys to see them win. That's what made them America's team. It wasn't about winning. They were America's team before they had the dynasty. They always were that team that people focused in on.
Really, yes, kind of when they became that. And they remember the announcer, I can't remember who it was, that dubbed them that.
But, Chris, and am I wrong about that? This isn't a new phenomenon. This isn't about the Troy Aikman, Dallas Cowboys when they became
a
dynasty.
Team in the 70s.
3 out of 4. They've always been, way before Jerry Jones bought them. It ain't about Jerry Jones. It ain't about this some newfangled thing. This is people have always got worked up over the Cowboys in a good way and in a negative way. And that's what made them America's team.
Yeah, I think what made them America's team, Rob, in the 70s is when they became that. I think it was a combination. One, they were good. They did win some Super Bowls in the 70s. They had the cheerleaders. Remember how popular the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders used to be? I mean, they had a show, if I remember correctly, about the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. And they had the, you know, scanty outfits. And, I mean, back in the 70s, that was a big deal. I don't know if they were the first to have cheerleaders, but they were probably the first to have them kind of dress seductively
they might be, the way they did. They might be.
So I think that was part of it, Rob. Their uniforms were very flashy with the silver and, you know, the silver helmets.
Were they the first team to wear white shoes too or no?
They may have been. They may have been. But it was all
remember,
it was the
they
glamour.
Used to wear black shoes.
Yeah, they were the glamour team. They had, like I said, the cheerleaders, the uniforms, and all of that is what conspired to make them America's team. And, of course, they were a pretty good team at that point. But, Rob, I'm with you. It's not the Chiefs. The Cowboys are still America's team. And the proof is in the fact that here we are 29 years since their last Super Bowl. And on every talk show, sports talk radio, sports talk television, the Cowboys are still talked about as much as anybody.
Yep.
Even though they haven't been winning, Rob. That's how you know they're America's team. And that's what I will credit Jerry Jones with. I mean, I don't think he's created a good culture for winning, but as far as for business, for keeping them in the news, for keeping the spotlight on them, for making money for that franchise and the valuation of that franchise and the appreciation of it, all of that, a lot of it does have to do with Jerry Jones. I'm not sure, Rob, because they've been so – I shouldn't say they've been so bad. They've obviously had some good years.
They've won 12 games in a row.
Right.
12 games
good,
a year the last
good
3 years.
Teams,
right.
But over the – they haven't, you know, gotten to where their standards used to be, which is Super Bowls. And I'm not sure if they had a regular owner, which is what I've been clamoring for Jerry to do, is be quiet, get away from the microphone, and let it be a football franchise rather than a soap opera. Had he done that, I don't know if they'd still be in the spotlight like they are, talked about as much as they are. And so that is why they are, that's proof, Rob, that they're still America's team. Rob, I believe they're, and the Chiefs, again, I brought this up in the first hour, like they're like the Jordan Bulls. They're not quite as beloved as the Jordan Bulls, but right now is their time. They are dominant. All right, and the Jordan Bulls were dominant, and for that decade or so, they were the team in the NBA, all right? But once Jordan was gone, Rob, nobody cared about the Bulls. There are a few years you're like, okay, are the Bulls going to get together? Who's going to be the next group? And then it faded, and nobody really cares about the Bulls anymore outside of Chicago. And this is years ago
100%.
When people stopped caring, right? The Chiefs. When Patrick Mahomes is gone and they are no longer competing for Super Bowls every year, nobody's going to care about the Chiefs. It's just like the Patriots now.
Right.
Nobody cares about the Patriots anymore.
Just like that. And the Chiefs hadn't won in 50 years, Chris, before
right.
He showed up. Let's not get crazy. And the same thing. They might lose on Sunday, and then the conversation might not be all Chiefs. Like, I get what Bob is trying to say as far as – you know, where they are in the consciousness of the NFL and people going crazy. Oh, my God, they're going to the Super Bowl again and that. But to say they're America's team, I just don't think it's based on somebody winning. That's not where you get dubbed America's team.
Not just because you went. Well, Rob, I've said this. My favorite team, and I was a.
Oh, I'll give you a perfect. Oh, good.
You couldn't be a bigger Steelers fan than I was as a kid. And I never lived in Pittsburgh. I actually lived in Cincinnati when I became a Steelers fan.
Which is crazy, right?
Right. My dad was one. You know, my dad became a Steelers fan. He grew up in Cincinnati, but he became a Steelers fan because they had Joe Gillum, the black quarterback.
The first black
quarterback. Who was battling Terry Bradshaw to start, right? And so he became a Steelers fan. And so I'm a little kid. My dad loves him. I'm going to love him. And so, but Rob, the Steelers were better than the Cowboys in the 70s. Steelers arguably had the greatest dynasty ever. That 6 years when they won four Super Bowls in 6 years. Obviously, it wasn't as long as the Patriots if you call that one. But if you call it two, I'd say the Steelers had the best ever. But they never were America's team, Rob. Right?
Right.
Now, even though they were dominant, they weren't American. And they have fans in different parts of the country. They had the steel curtain, all that. But they weren't America's team. It was the Cowboys.
Yep. And last year, the Cowboys were featured in 18 of the top 100 TV broadcasts, right, or broadcasts, the most in the NFL. The Chiefs, yeah. Chris, were in 16. And of three of the top six selling jerseys at NFLShop.com were Cowboys, Micah, Lamb, and Dak. That just tells you, and I'll give you another example, Chris. You might remember this. At one point, the Atlanta Braves had a hold over America when cable first came out. Do you remember?
Right.
On the Superstation, TBS. They were on every night. The Braves were on every night. Yep. People watched that Braves team. It wasn't the Yankees. Everybody in the country who didn't have Chris, when they got cable, the Braves were the only team that was on every single night, and they became like a fan favorite around the country. The Braves.
But do you think – I don't think they became think America's team.
No. Right, but right, I'm just saying, but they got a fan base.
Right.
For people having access to them.
That exemplifies it, Rob. Like, their teams will have their run, right? You mentioned the Braves.
Right.
I mentioned the Bulls. Right now it's the Chiefs. It was the Patriots. Like, teams will have their run. But Dallas stays there, whether they're having a run or not.
They're still just there.
They're there. And, Rob, I believe there are three America's teams, and they are not to – Dallas is probably the biggest, but I think one in each sport. Let me know what you think about this. It's the Cowboys in football. It's the Yankees in baseball.
No doubt about it. Even though they haven't won since 2009, don't kid yourself.
Right. Right. It's the Yankees. And I would say it's the Lakers in the NBA.
Over Boston.
Yeah, I mean, I think Boston, right. There's much more success recently.
Right.
And they're the glamour franchise of the NBA. Now, I would argue the Lakers probably aren't, you know, there's not as big of a gap between them and whoever you think is next as there is between the Cowboys and the rest of the league, right? But I still think they would be America's team. Where you've got fans all over the country, kids that have no connection to the Lakers or the Yankees or the Cowboys, living in Idaho, living in Florida, wherever.
Right.
But that's their team, right? And I think those are the three glamour franchises and America's teams in each league.
I don't disagree. I think those are the teams. They're separate from the rest of the league. They just are, and it doesn't matter. I remember last year when the Yankees came to Dodger Stadium. Like the Dodgers are a good team, right?
Oh yeah,
Yankee fans were there, Chris, in mass. It wasn't like, oh, I don't hear any. No, the Yankee fans showed up even at Dodger Stadium where. They have a blue blood franchise. They have stars everywhere. They win 100 games a year.
Yep.
And the Yankees are still that important to baseball and fans. So, Yankees, Cowboys, and Lakers.
All right. Those are America's teams in our opinion, estimation. What about yours? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Have the Kansas City Chiefs become the NFL's America's team? Your thoughts next. 877-99 on Fox. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget,
you know
what? Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our Super Week coverage is presented by GoldenRanchers.com. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with code AMERICA. GoodRanchers.com, American meat. Delivered 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Are the Kansas City Chiefs the new America's teams? Your thoughts.
All right. And Bo screening calls back at the studio. Thank you. Jerry in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jerry?
It's Gary.
What is it?
Yeah, Gary.
Gary.
Sorry about
Gary
that,
in Houston. Yeah. Yep, no problem.
Okay. Yeah,
please excuse Rob.
Yeah, okay, real quick, I just want to wish you guys a happy Tom Brady week. But
Happy Tom Brady week.
The week for the Super Bowl.
Is that what it is, or is that Chris? Or not, I don't want to say it. Forget it.
Rob did not like that one.
No, but, please.
But yeah, the Cowboys will always be America's team because it's too entrenched in our society. Like they were coined that, and they've had such a big head start. And also, as far as the Chiefs go, winning is not how to become America's team.
Right.
Because if the Chiefs keep winning, I think they're going to be hated because teams are going to be like, I want to see somebody else win. That's how with the Patriots. People didn't want to see them win over and over and over.
I think the difference was the Patriots gave you reasons not to like
them. They cheated.
Whereas the Chiefs haven't. Yeah.
Yeah. The cheating, some people are bothered by. Some not, Chris, as you pointed
out. And then, Rob, there was Belichick's attitude in the press conferences. You know, it just.
Yeah. What is there to like? Early. What is there to hang on to, right? Seriously.
I mean, I like Brady, but, I like seeing greatness. I mean, he won so many Super Bowls. It was fun to watch. But, they were never America's team. There's no ifs, or buts about it. Yeah.
Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. How are you, Dre?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I got to have a different take here about our New England Patriots in terms of them being America's team. Rob, you talk about the line in Vegas and how it's constructed. It's constructed so we need equal investment on both sides of the line.
Yes.
We need as many people for as against, and that's why I think the Patriots are America's team in terms of football.
How are they America's team?
Because
nobody even cares about the Patriots anymore. Does America care at all about the Patriots?
Chris.
You will watch Get Up, First Take, Undisputed, First Things First, The Herd. You are not going to hear a thing about the Patriots next year.
Well, next year.
How you America's right now, team if America don't talk about you?
Right. It's Dre.
I mean, really, you're not Dre, America's unless they team. Get some great player. And the Cowboys could win 5 games next year, and they are going to be a story.
Yes. There's a difference, Dre, and Chris is right. We didn't talk about the Patriots last year. We're not going to talk about them this year. Other than Bill Belichick coming back or not coming, Chris, that was the only story that was there. There was nothing about that team. And you don't lose it because you have one bad season.
Right.
The Cowboys haven't been to an NFC Championship game in 30 years.
And some of the years have been bad.
Right.
It's not just they've been winning 12 games every year.
So, all right.
I mean, but Dre, they were the best team in America for a long time.
But they were never America's team.
No.
Never. Stanley in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Stanley?
Hey, good day to you, Chris and Rob. Hey, you guys good on the radio, man.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Hey, not only that, but on TV, too.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. I just wanted to say one thing, and then I wanted to give you my theory on the Super Bowl, if you don't mind.
Yep.
First off, I never went by the America's team thing. I'm a Giants fan, so when it comes to America's team, I say Dallas is, but they're South America's team because they play football. They don't play football.
Very nice.
That's number
one.
Or did
they finish under 500? Yes.
and then my theory for the Super Bowl, I kind of see the NFL trying to conjure up a Barbie and Ken thing, and then, like, don't be surprised if the Kansas City Chiefs get a lot of calls their way that's controversial, and to where as though the NFL might draw it up, hey, if they win, then this might be publicity and money for the NFL for Travis and
Taylor Swift
to get, propose and get married or whatever. That's just my thing.
Okay.
I mean, I don't buy that, Rob.
Right. I appreciate the call, and Chris, I'm gonna tell you this. And one day, Rob G, you see it, you know what I'm about to say. Chris, I don't know how much you see on social media about this, but there's a whole bunch of fans who believe that the NFL scripted and that they really believe, like, the NFL did this, they want this team in it. But before the Super Bowl matchup, they were like, look at the color scheme, Chris, of the Super Bowl logo, right? Oh, look at that. It has purple in it for the Ravens, and it has red in it for the 49ers. That's what the NFL wanted, and that's what they thought was going to happen. All these guys have all of these theories. They right. all believe it's all scripted. I cannot get over. Am I overstating it?
No, Rob, you're spot on. In fact,
I'm dead serious, Chris. It's amazing.
And the reason why this was a thing, because social media obviously will push most of it. It's because 2 years ago it was orange and yellow, so it was Bengals-Rams. Last year it was like red and green, which was Chiefs and Eagles. But what really put it over the top was friend of the show or not friend of the show, depending on how you look at it. Aaron Rodgers went on McAfee's show and brought up the Super Bowl conspiracy theory. So as soon as a guy like that puts any kind of credibility, whether he's joking or not, suddenly it becomes fact.
And I'm telling you, I was shocked at how
so
many.
So these are colors before the.
Because you know, they've never made these logo before.
Started the season.
Right.
And you know what they said? Like, all of these Lions people were like, oh, no, they wanted the 49ers in it, and that they it was scripted that the Lions were never going to win that game because right. the NFL didn't want the Lions to be in it. And I'm just like, really?
And well, now, what? You know, once that's been disproven, because obviously the Ravens are not here.
Right.
With this whole field controversy going on at UNLV, they're saying, see?
They want Taylor Swift,
Kelsey, the Pfizer agenda.
Seriously,
to
Chris?
Win the Super Bowl.
I mean, the NBA has the biggest conspiracy theories. You know what I mean? They're like, people have always thought stuff about the NBA. I never buy into them, Rob. And I don't think there's any, you know, truth to this stuff at all. And
it's crazy. I was shocked.
And,
how
and with
many
the
people...
betting, Rob, I mean, some people might say the betting could.
And Chris,
you
that's
can look
another
at it
part
two
of
ways.
It.
I would think, though, with as much as they're in bed now with all the gambling services.
Right.
You better not be like that. Can you imagine some people, you know, like losing big money on stuff like
this? And that's the other thing, too, with the gambling. Like, they can't believe, like, I can't believe it. I had the Lions. They were up 24-7. This is all scripted. How did I lose money? You know, like, they can't believe it. Like they think the league has something to do with it. It's really crazy. Do we have time to script it, jump in one more? Can we do that?
Yeah, go one more.
All right, let's squeeze in one more. Okay. Adam in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
My guys, my favorite radio show. Hey,
my
listen,
man, you know, what's up, Adam?
I'm good, man. I'm from D.C. You know I'm a 49ers fan, but I definitely want to say Bob. We love Bob Cousins, but he's wrong because, you know, we really tune in to see the Cowboys fail. And we,
right.
You know, we got people in D.C. that say the D.C. stands for Dallas Cowboys, and we got so many fans here. Like, nobody will ever usurp them as America's favorite team. I only hate one thing in this world, and that's the Dallas Cowboys. But I have to agree with you guys. You nailed it, Chris. The Yankees, the Lakers, and the Cowboys is always going to be America's teams in those sports, man. Y'all have fun, man. Take it easy.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Thank you. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit over credit, you should get rewarded. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at Discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Rob G, give us the update. We're going to talk a little bit of Eric Bieniemy right now. We just heard Steve say he won't be with the Commanders, which, of course, we knew once it was announced. Or
yeah, once they got a new coach, ain't no way sticking around.
Was the OC. Tell us about what's going on with Bieniemy.
Well, hit the nail right on the head. Eric Bieniemy won 2 Super Bowls, 7 straight AFC West titles with the Chiefs as the offensive coordinator or in some kind of capacity. Just last season, he won a Super Bowl as the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. Not even one calendar year later, he is on the street without a job because, as you mentioned it, the Washington Commanders, he left Kansas City because the narrative was he could not get a head coaching gig because he did not call plays. That was a prerequisite.
Even though other guys have gotten
even
jobs
though other
doing
guys
that.
Are doing that. Exactly. It was a prerequisite for him to get a head coaching gig was he got to call plays. So he goes to Washington. People knew coming into the season that Ron Rivera was on the hot seat. People knew coming into the season that their quarterback situation was murky at best. Unsurprisingly, the Commanders were a bad team. Eric Bieniemy now, replaced by Cliff Kingsbury as the OC in Washington. He is out of a job, and unfortunately for him, even more so, there are currently only 4 vacant offensive coordinator positions available in the NFL. The Saints, the Seahawks, the Niners, the Chargers. Reportedly, the Chargers and Saints have their guys lined up, but just not a done deal yet. The 49ers, you could be the OC there, but it's Kyle Shanahan's offense.
Right, right.
So realistically, there is only one other gig available, which is in Seattle, that could offer him, A, the chance to be an offensive coordinator, and B, the chance to call plays, which could set him up for be a head coaching gig. So he basically went from a head coaching candidate to the unemployment line with no prospects moving forward.
My guess is that, and I could be wrong, if he doesn't get Seattle, which I'm assuming at this point he won't, I would think the Chiefs will bring him back in some capacity. Now, I could be wrong, but I would think they might bring him back in some capacity, because even if they win this Super Bowl, you know, they need to upgrade that offense, right? You always take inventory of where you're at, how you're going to, you know, compete the following year. And that offense still needs to improve. And so I would imagine they'll bring him back. Plus, obviously, you know, they know him and have a relationship with him. That's how it works, Rob, a lot of times. But I don't know Eric Bieniemy at all. But, Rob, I don't, you know, you've heard bad interviews or interpersonal. I don't know, but it's baffling because from what we do know, he gets results.
Chris, and you know what? If you're Eric Bieniemy, this is like your worst nightmare. Because, Chris, the Chiefs struggled on offense this year, yep, and it was evident. So if it was ever going to be a year where you could prove your worth, the Chiefs struggled, and Sam Howell at one point led the NFL in passing yards, right? At one point. And I remember a couple of games early on in that season where the Commanders were putting up 27, 31 points a game, Chris. Am I wrong?
Early on, they weren't. But now they obviously tailed off.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
But they stayed hot. Who knows? But, Rob, I don't know. It's something. There's some reason that teams don't want to hire Eric Bieniemy. And look, a lot of black head coaches. How many, Rob? If there were seven openings or eight openings. You got Gerard Mayo. What'd you have, about three or four black coaches hired?
You had Antonio Pierce get hired.
Antonio, yep. Pierce.
Who else?
There was at least three.
Yeah, yeah, let's see, who you had? You had Harbaugh, Pierce, Mayo.
Who are we missing? There's somebody else.
There was one more. I'm trying to look at the teams right now. But so I don't, you know, you can't just scream
Raheem
race.
Morris, Atlanta.
Raheem Morris, Chris.
Right. That's three.
But then we lost one. We lost one when Mike McDaniel said he's not black. So we lost
him. We'll still count him.
We could add Dave Canales in Carolina. I know he's not black, but he's technically a minority.
Is he? What is he?
I believe he's, I think he's Mexican. I know he's a Latino, but yeah.
Who was the first Hispanic coach?
Tom Flores.
Tom Flores, who won two Super
Bowls.
Right. Yep. And deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Not probably.
Can he be an MLB bro?
And didn't he win him with Plunkett?
Yeah.
Didn't he win him with Plunkett?
Tom Flores, I have no idea why the first Hispanic coach, Chris, seriously, in the history of the NFL who won two Super Bowls is not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you gotta tell me.
I mean, the Raiders were a big-time franchise. You know, like, they were a hot franchise. But, yeah, so I don't know that you can even say race, but – I don't know, Rob. It's something, you know, we're not seeing the interactions and all that. Who knows? But
I have no idea, Chris. You know, I get this question from friends and people, and people ask me, what's the deal? What's the scuttlebutt on Eric Bieniemy? And I said, I'm with you. I don't know, other than some people can be bad interviews. Does he have bad breath? I have no idea. You kind of try to figure out, is there something, Chris, we don't know, that when he comes in, they just have no interest. Like, you can't have this much success when they're hiring all these other guys who are brutal,
right,
Chris.
Right.
And Cliff Kingsbury, again, do we have to have Cliff Kingsbury?
They clearly think, and obviously the Bears have to play ball with him, but the Commanders think that's going to help them get Caleb Williams. I think we'll get into that in the next segment. But, Rob, it's bad. Now, look, there are plenty. The NFL is littered with coaches who were really good coordinators, offensive or defensive, who just weren't good head coaches.
But that's fine.
We don't know if that's the case with Bieniemy or not. He hadn't been given a chance.
Right, that's what
I was going
to say.
He could have been a great head coach for all we know.
You could say that, and we don't know that. Because we've given, and when I say we, the league, Chris, has given so many guys. Where we, what was the guy, Judge, Joe Judge.
He was never even a coordinator.
He was a special teams coach.
1 year, I think, wide receivers coach.
And he got a head coaching job.
And that's where you see stuff like that, and you're like, wait a minute.
Because you remember at one point it was about when black coaches were balking about not getting interviews and not getting opportunities. Well, you got to be a coordinator. You remember that? That used to be be a coordinator. Then they started getting coordinator jobs, and now they're still not getting jobs. Else.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. But I would. He's got to be with the team because the dude is effective. And I think somebody will pick him up. Like I said, I'd be surprised if the Chiefs didn't, Rob. I'm not saying he'd be the OC. But I think they, you know, consulting or just something.
But Chris, if you are Eric Bieniemy, do you take that much of a step back and be like the quarterback's coach in Kansas City or whatever, something like that?
Well,
but does that help him more long term to take a job like
that?
He might not.
At this point, it's more about let me stay in the league. He could take a year off, I guess, but
no. Let me tell you,
I think it's just let me stay in the league and have a job.
Offensive coordinator, because he may not
get a head coaching job. I mean, it looks like
offensive coordinator.
If you had to bet, you would think he's not going to be a head coach in the NFL, right?
I'm with you, Chris. The door is closed.
It feels like it.
The door is closed. First of all, he had all those interviews and then couldn't get one. Then they even stopped interviewing him, right? He didn't even get an interview during this cycle. He's not on their menu, on their list to be a head coach.
Right.
It's just not going to happen.
Right.
Seriously, how's it going to happen now out of nowhere where a whole cycle, you had all these jobs open, you don't even get interviewed, Chris, and then next year somebody's going to hire you? How? Right.
Yeah,
and that's with the backing of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Publicly.
Right. And if they win the Super Bowl, I mean, heck, they've already proven they at least got there. Now it's not quite – it doesn't look as bad as it did when they were like
– Right, but still, they struggle.
Football.
Right, 5-5 their last 10 regular season games.
All right, we mentioned Caleb Williams. Chicago, Washington, that's next. Keep it locked. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
iCouple, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our Super Week coverage is presented by ExpressPros.com. Let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviewing unqualified applicants. Instead, move on up to the pros. Go to ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That is ExpressPros.com. All right, Rob. As I was saying earlier, the Washington Commanders hired Cliff Kingsbury as their offensive coordinator. I think that is clearly...
He was offered the other job, and then he turned it down, right? What was that?
With the Raiders.
I don't know, Rob.
The Raiders, Chris. Offered him the job. They even announced it.
They were knee-deep in negotiations. And
the OC?
Yes.
The OC. Yeah. And according to reports, the reason why it fell apart in the last second is because the Raiders were hesitant to offer the third year. Washington said, we'll gladly offer you the third year. Now he's in.
What? I'm surprised that Cliff would be going through all that. Man, he got a ton of money. Remember, they had just given him a new contract in Arizona. I mean, dude, he left with a boatload of money.
Well,
he
he's
said
clearly...
that about Rob Parker. He left with a boatload of money.
No, not
Why
me.
Does he continue to put himself through this?
He's clearly thinking that if things go well in Washington – that he's going to get another, you know, shot at being a head coach.
Good luck.
But he might, Rob. We've seen it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'll say this about Caleb. And, you know, his camp reached out to Colin Cowherd and said they aren't opposed to the Bears. Like, there's been talk and reports that he doesn't want to go to the Bears. But it seems like he prefers Washington over the Bears. Rob, I'm going to say the same thing to Caleb and about Caleb that we said to and about Joe Burrow.
Yep.
If you're that guy, then go. I'm not belittling the importance of fit, of the organization, of the coaching staff, and all of that. But I will say, if you're that guy, go there and turn the thing around.
Chris,
Joe Burrow did it in Cincinnati, Rob, when everybody was saying he shouldn't go there. Josh Allen, to some degree, did it in Buffalo. C.J. Stroud definitely did it in Houston. That's what Peyton Manning turned around the Indianapolis Colts, Rob. Like, if you're that guy, go do it.
I agree.
And, you know, right?
You gotta stop, like, using everybody else. I think the Joe Burrow example is the best. People are like, don't go there. Oh, my God, the Bengals, don't do there. I would refuse to be drafted by that team and all this. That dude took them to the Super Bowl his second year after being hurt his first year, Chris.
Yep.
Think about that. They won a AFC championship game in Kansas City. Stop. He's a difference maker. You can be a difference maker, and you can't run from him. Everything's not going to be perfect for you. Sure, it would be great if you go to a team where everything's in place, they add you, they add water, they stir, and you go into the Super Bowl. Like that's a great scenario. That just doesn't happen. It takes special players to change organizations. The Chicago Bulls, Chris, were a bad organization when Michael Jordan took his own cab from the airport to report to the Bulls. Remember that. They didn't even pick him up at the airport.
He was the third pick, right?
They didn't even
pick him up. LeBron turned around.
Can you imagine today not picking up a player, Chris, that you drafted in the first round?
Different
they told
days.
Jordan to get a cab.
Different times back then, for sure. But it's true, Rob. I mean, if you're that guy, go ahead and turn it around and be confident about it, because they're going to try everything they can to help you be successful. I get if you want to look at Justin Fields and say the coaching staffs and all of that, and there's some truth to that. But some of it's on Justin Fields too.
And, Chris, I do want to say this. Tom Flores did get finally into the Hall of Fame. He did in 2021.
Yeah, it'd be a travesty if he wasn't in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but that did take a long time.
That's not an
overstatement. But he did make it 2021.
Yeah. So, but
so
yeah.
From one Hall of Famer to another, congratulations to you, Tom Flores.
That was good, Rob G.
I think that the Bears are going to keep the pick and draft Caleb Williams. So I think, you know, that's how I think it's going to work out. I think that's what they should do. They get this, at the very least, you start the clock, you restart it financially. And, you know, but Rob, there's no locks in the NFL. Just because you were a great college quarterback doesn't mean you're going to do it in the NFL. I like him, but we'll see. All right.
I don't love him.
We're the Odd Couple. We out. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. Fire!
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.